And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Bob and Janine to join me. Now, you've heard their voices on this radio show before, and the reason you've heard this their voices on the show is because I've asked them to be guests. And guess what? I've asked them to come back, and here's why I've asked them to come back. Because it's Expo Week, and some of you are looking at the radio going, "That's fine, Al. That's nice. What is Expo Week?" All right. So Expo Week is the one week out of the year that Lifestyles Unlimited supersizes everything. I mean, it's like going to your favorite fast food place, and it's like everything seems to be on sale, right? So you can order your favorite meal, you get a discount, you feel real comfortable after you've consumed it, and then you get on with your day. Well, Lifestyles Unlimited is supersizing everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited because we're putting it all under one roof. I mean, technically, we're putting it under several roofs because what we've done is we've rented out the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas and the Toyota Music facility that is just down the street from it, as well as all of the venues in between. We're going to be taking those over because we're going to be eating and drinking and having a good time. Yeah, Expo is an opportunity for Lifestyles Unlimited members and non-members like you to come together and be a part of the biggest celebration of information sharing regarding real estate investing ever. I mean, I think that's the best way to put it. So, what do Bob and Janine have to do with Expo? Well, they're Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been members for a while, and they attend Expo. And they have their own stories. They have their own experiences. They have their own why for going to Expo. And we're going to get into that on today's show. We're also going to talk about their journey. We're going to talk about what they did to achieve real estate retirement. It's going to be interesting information. And I'll tell you, what worked for Bob also worked for Janine, but they came from two different, completely different places that they started from. Yet they were able to follow the Lifestyles Unlimited map and achieved financial freedom. They achieved real estate retirement, and they're enjoying real estate retirement today. It's an amazing thing. The last thing I have before I bring them on is that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, has asked me to give you a special deal. He has. He said, "Look, Al, I want you to do me a favor." I said, "What? Anything, Dale? What do you need?" And he says, "I want you to give free entrance to anybody listening to you that wants to come to the expo." I kind of tilted my head back and wanted to make sure that I was hearing it correctly. I said, "Dale, you want to take away all monetary barriers to entry for people that want to attend our expo event this week?" He said, "That's right. We're going to make it free." What you do is you have them text the word "free." Yeah, simple as F-R-E-E, free. You text the word "free" to 88007. Text the word "free" to 88007. And what that'll do is that'll get you in touch with our member services team, and they have the ability to give you free tickets to attend the expo. And it's not just for one day. It's not one of these things where, "Well, we'll give you free tickets. You can only come in on like Thursday for like 2 hours." That's not what we're doing. You get access to the entire expo. It's going to kick off for you Thursday at 1 p.m., and it's going to terminate sometime after the after party on Saturday night. And you're going to get the opportunity to network, to meet people, to get educated, to do all the things that Lifestyles Unlimited members do all in one place. All right. What I've got to do now is I've got to stop talking, because otherwise this is just going to be a solo show and I won't have the benefit of having Bob and Janine on the show, which is a benefit to you. It's a benefit to me because I like them. I really love these people. But at the end of the day, they have information that they're going to share with you that can change the trajectory of your life. So with no further ado, let me welcome back Bob and Janine. How you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for having us on,
Al. Good, Al.
Now, you know, most people are listening and they're thinking you guys are a husband and wife combo, but I know differently. I know that you're not husband and wife. So go ahead, spill the beans. Tell us what your relationship is.
She's the daughter.
Simple as that.
Wow. Okay. See, I thought I was setting us up for this big, gigantic explanation, and I didn't get it. But that's okay, because at the end of the day, real estate is as simple as that, too. Is it not?
It is, I guess. Yes. Real estate is simple. Very easy. People are difficult.
But people are difficult. Real estate's easy. But there's a caveat to it, because you've got to have some knowledge, right? You've got to have an education. And that's one of the things that Lifestyles Unlimited provided to you. I mean, that's one of the things you expected when you became members. I think, Bob, you became a member, what, in 2013?
2013, yes.
And then Janine, you followed on in what, 2020?
2015.
Janine? Why don't you tell us about your favorite property? And most importantly, tell us why it's your favorite property and what it's done for you.
You know, first of all, it's really hard to pick a favorite. But
it is, isn't it?
It is. It really is, because each one has been a huge learning experience and just quite the journey. And you know, we're in a different place with each one. But I would have to say our first lead deal, Arbor Trails, really holds a special place in my heart. You know, we bought it in the middle of the pandemic, and it was quite a process just going through the acquisition process with it. We were very, very, very conservative, as we tend to be with all of our underwriting. But with that one in particular, you know, it was the middle of the pandemic and many things had shut down. And just, if you remember back to that time, you know, we were thinking, are rents ever going to grow again? You know, what's happening? So yeah, and it's in this great little neighborhood, 100 unit, just has been a really, really great property. So fast forward, you know, we went through the pandemic, things progressed, rents, of course, increased. You know, it's always been in this area that has just been very desirable. You know, buying in the right area is really important. And people who walk through the door and would like to rent an apartment, they come and they know that they want to be there. Has a great unit mix. We were able to turn the studios into one bedrooms very easily. And that was very attractive to new renters. Having a one bedroom and being able to put a door and have that separate bedroom was great. And it was something we hadn't planned on in the beginning. So that obviously, you know, helped out. And the returns for our partners have been amazing. We were able to refinance it about a year and a half ago and pulled out all of the partners' money and were able to return that. And so now we're just cash flowing on top of it. And it's been a really great deal. The community is happy. The resident retention rate, the renewal rate is very high over there, which always helps you to know. You know, part of that's the unit mix. Part of it, I sure hope, is how well we care for our residents and the community we provide and the hard work we do there.
So you've owned that property for, what, about 8 years now?
4 years.
Oh, 4 years. 4 years. My math is just not working very well today. All right. So you've had the asset in your portfolio for 4 years. You've been able to return your investors' money. Have you been able to return additional money in addition to the money that your investors put into it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're cash flowing beyond that. Yes.
So effectively, what we're talking about is we're talking about an asset where you and your partners have your shares of ownership in the asset, but you don't have any of your own personal money in the asset anymore because of what you did to improve the positioning of the asset and pull the money out of the asset and return it back to the people that invested with you. Man, that's like an infinite return on investment. How do you analyze the returns? Because if you have no money invested in the deal, that's an infinite rate of return, right?
I suppose you could say that. Of course, we still measure it based on the original investment. But yeah, it's been a really, really great deal.
What's the plan for this? Is this something that you decided to buy for like a 5-year hold, a 7-year hold, a 10-year hold? What was the original game plan for this thing?
Well, we originally said anywhere between 3 and 7 years, and we have a long-term loan on the property, and now have taken out a supplemental loan, so which was the refinance. And I believe on this deal, it's either, I believe it's a 12-year loan, it might be a 10-year, but, you know, it's a very long loan. So the great thing about it is that we can hold on to it and continue the cash flow. And then when the time is right, we'll sell it. But we have the flexibility to make those decisions at the right time.
You know, if I had been an investor in this deal, and I wasn't, I'll just tell everybody right up front, I missed this particular deal. I remember when Janine was advertising the deal to the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and I was cash poor. I had no money to invest, so I had to stay on the sidelines. I'm just amazed at what this deal has done over a 4-year period of time, because were you planning originally to return everybody's money within the first 4 years?
I don't know that we thought that was absolutely going to happen. What we did know from the get-go was that we could improve the community. There were a number of things that needed to be done, just deferred maintenance and things like that. But the bones were really strong, and it was in a great neighborhood. And we knew that it was very desirable to renters and people who needed a home, wonderful home. And we knew we could provide the best product at the best price. And we knew once we improved the product, we would also be able to raise the rents, which would improve the income, of course, and ultimately, you know, the value of the property. So that was what we knew at the front end. And we said, oh, it's possible that we might be able to refinance or sell in 3 or 4 years. And provide a larger return than just the cash on cash returns, which were really nice and it's always cash flowed very nicely. But we weren't necessarily thinking that was an absolute that would happen. We did know we're getting into this with a long-term loan, and we'll have the flexibility to make these decisions at the right time.
So I think what Janine has just done for you is she's just given you a blueprint on how to make money in real estate. It kind of sounds like she's like, yeah, we're kind of thinking our way through it, but I guarantee you she had her eyes laser focused on this thing the entire time. We come back from the break. We're going to ask Bob about his favorite. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Bob and Janine, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by asking Bob and Janine some very specific questions. Now, if you're just joining me, I asked Janine about her favorite property. So if you're just joining me, you're probably going, what's so important about that? Well, if you're looking at the list that Janine provided me of all the assets that she owns, it's a pretty big list. It's a very long list. These are all different multifamily apartment communities that she's invested in. Now, Bob, her dad, he's got a list too. His list is just a little bit longer than Janine's, but not by much. I'm thinking, Bob, the only reason you've got a few more deals under your belt is because you took it for the team. You joined Lifestyles Unlimited to see if Lifestyles Unlimited was a fraud, and you found out that it wasn't, and you actually started doing the things that you were taught to do by Lifestyles Unlimited. You made a difference in your family's trajectory, and you got Janine involved. Am I close?
Well, that's pretty close, Al. Yeah, that, you know, when I first joined Lifestyles, of course, I listened to Dell on the radio for several years, and then I finally pulled the trigger and went to one of the events, and I immediately joined. And, you know, I'll be very honest with you. I was very, very skeptical even after I had joined. But I had been an investor in stocks and everything for years. And, you know, I was used to the idea, well, let's try this out. I'm going to put a little bit in to start out, and then we're going to see where it goes. And then, you know, if it's the real deal, we'll get more involved. So that's what I did. And it's been pretty, it's been a great ride ever since. That was 11 years ago.
Yeah. And in that 11 years, you've been a pretty busy guy. You've got, well, you sent me a list that has like 38 different apartment investments on it. So you don't get into 38 different deals overnight just by sitting on your hands. So the question I have for you, Bob, do you have a favorite? Can you pull one investment out of this exhaustive list and tell us about why it's your favorite and what it did for you financially?
Oh, I absolutely have a favorite. And similar to Janine, my favorite is Mayfield Gardens in San Antonio, which was our very first lead investment deal. You know, we, you know, like I said, I joined Lifestyles. I started learning how to invest and how to purchase and operate multifamily properties. And so I was going through that process of learning. And as part of the process, you know, you learn how to evaluate a deal. And so my goal, I had already retired from corporate America based, helped largely by the passive investments that I had done up to that point. I had done about three passive investments. And so I, you know, I kind of felt like, well, I got to have something to do here. So my favorite activity was evaluating new deals. And my goal with every evaluation was to break the deal. You know, this deal is not good enough for me. You know, that was my mantra. And then lo and behold, I found a small, relatively small, 52-unit property in South San Antonio on LoopNet, which is a kind of a off-the-wall place to find a property, but they advertise commercial properties. And so I ran the numbers on it, and I said, you know, this one, I think I might want to buy this one, you know. So I went to the mentor at the time, and I talked to other leads about it, and I, you know, I thought about it a long time, took a tour of the property, and at the end of the tour, my mentor was with me, by the way. He said, Bob, if you don't buy this property, I will. And so I bought the property, and lo and behold, it turned into of course, it was a massive learning experience. I learned so much. Everyone learns so much on their first lead deal. I learned how to operate a property. I learned how to manage the manager. And of course, the manager managed the maintenance guy. And we had a great team. I learned all about contractors and residents and prospective residents. And, you know, of course, I learned how to communicate with passive investors and such. And it turned out to be a really phenomenal deal for not only for me, but for my I think we had 12 passive investors on the deal. We did really great.
Do you recall what the returns were once you liquidated the property?
Yeah, all in, the total cumulative passive return on investment was 249%. And we held the property for 2.8 years, so the average yearly return was about 88%.
Were you getting an 88% return on investment when you were investing in the stock market?
I don't think
Did you ever get in that neighborhood? I know I never did when I was messing around. I was lucky to get 10 or 12%, sometimes 15% if I was real lucky. Now, Bob, Janine, we know that you're a little more advanced in investing than I am. You've been doing it a little bit longer than I have. You have better results than I have so far. I'm trying to keep up with you guys. Trust me, I'm on your heels. But what is it about Expo that would be a draw for somebody like you? I mean, you've already received the education. You obviously know how to network. You can syndicate deals to your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. What is it about Expo that makes you want to go?
Well, I can start. You know, I've been to probably, I think I've been to all of the Expos. I think they started about 8 years ago or so, something like that. And you know, of course, over the time, the appeal and the purpose has kind of changed for me. You know, originally, I think I was going more for as a learning experience. They have many, many breakout sessions that you can go to and you can learn about specific things. And of course, on top of that, they have the keynote speaker and other speakers at times that address a much bigger audience. You know, there's like 5,000 people there in this one room, probably. Now it sounds like I'm advertising. It's probably the biggest real estate investor event in the country. But
I think it is. I think you're spot on with that.
Yeah, but you know, my experience has been at least my motivation today is more for the networking with other Lifestyles members or new members, whatever, and people that are at the expo. I mean, I enjoy just walking around and, you know, talking to people, even to some degree randomly, and getting to hear their various experiences, because everybody has a unique experience in real estate investing. And it's very interesting to me to hear the different stories. And, you know, oftentimes people come up to me and say, well, what would you do if you were in this situation that I'm in right now? You know, so I have gone to people at the expo and said that, ask that same question. So that's kind of my motivation today. I just enjoy the event immensely. And of course, I see a lot of friends and colleagues and associates that, you know, I haven't seen in a year. So that's my thought.
How about you, Janine?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll echo that as far as the networking goes. One thing that's really cool about the networking at Expo versus the networking you find at a networking event, which some might say, okay, Expo is a networking event. But one thing that's really cool about it at Expo is that it's happening over a couple of days. And, you know, you've got actually over a few days. And instead of having this 2-hour, 3-hour, 4-hour window of just, okay, I've got to meet everybody that I can and learn as much as I can and connect with, you know, people who will be, who I can provide value to and who can provide value to me. There is so much going on all day and in the evenings that you know, it feels very natural. There isn't this kind of, it doesn't feel to me that there's this pressure that you have at a lot of other networking events that are just, you know, for the evening. So that is really cool. Connecting with current partners of ours and other lead investors and classes and people who are just getting started. It's really cool to hear their stories and to be able to pass on our story and our experiences with others too, because that's how we got started. We didn't, you know, we needed lots of help from others, and we still do. Having that team and those connections is really important. The other thing that's really cool is as Expo has grown over the years, there's a lot of learning opportunities and educational opportunities for people who are in different phases of their real estate journey. So, for example, this year there's classes that are specifically designed for lead investors or independent rental owners, aspiring leads, and then there's other classes that are specifically designed for passive investors. There's also a single family track. So if you're moving through your single family journey, you can choose to go to these breakout sessions that are specifically for that. So I think that's a really cool element of the weekend.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, while you guys were talking, I did a little mental math here, and I know this is going to be scary when I do mental math on the radio, but I determined that there are 28 contact hours that are available to us as Lifestyles Unlimited members. And what Dell has done is he has dedicated 12 of those hours specifically to networking type events, and he's dedicated 9 hours specifically to education events. So I think what that's telling us is that the membership, and you guys are a part of the membership, the membership has been wanting to see more and more networking type events occur within the body of the Expo. And I think that's what we're going to get for this year's Expo. We're going to get what we've been asking for. And isn't it nice that Lifestyles Unlimited listens to its constituents, that it does what it needs to do to meet our needs?
Yes. Yeah.
Every year they ask us, well, you know, as a group, obviously, they ask, well, how was this expo and what would you suggest we do differently next year? So, you know, and you see that they actually listen to the feedback that we give them.
Yeah. Are you guys are happy with the format? It sounds like
I think it's amazing. Yeah.
Your concerns have been answered, right?
Yeah. The beauty is, part of the beauty is just the fact that, you know, it's time that you dedicate to this learning and to this networking, and it's not interrupted by other stuff you're doing, you know, which is pretty much, you know, when you're not there, that's kind of the way it is. You know, your networking and your time of learning is crammed in with all this other stuff you're doing, the rest of your stuff, you know. So it's very dedicated time.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
It really is what you make of it. So going out there, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, and taking one tiny step forward to take action. It doesn't have to be a huge step forward. Maybe this is your first expo and you're coming for the first time, and that's the action that you're taking. And then just introducing yourself to somebody new, or popping in on a conversation. You know, part of learning is just listening and maybe asking a couple of questions here and there, but there are a ton of people there and just connecting, but yet there is an opportunity to connect one-on-one and in small groups and just get to know people, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's the relationships that you make at Expo are relationships that you will re-encounter when you come back to Lifestyles Unlimited events. And more importantly, those relationships can translate into actual friendships. And I think that's a neat thing about the culture at Lifestyles Unlimited is it's what we do is not limited to the business aspect. You can also have a friendship aspect to it. Guys, we're at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And for those of you that are looking to go to Expo, type the word free into a text and send that text to 88007. Again, free to 88007. Let's get you free entrance to the Expo. Let's get you there and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.